And they, Adam and this other guy, John, have been leading the Chi Alpha community at Brown for undergraduates. And so if we could just pray for them in this tragedy. Thanks.
I'd like prayers for my brother Jim down in Pennsylvania. He got rid of the cancer, but now he has a gallbladder that needs to come out. So thank you for all your prayers before and those to come.
Yesterday was Ben's birthday.
Oh. Amen.
They thought they could sneak in here, but in case you haven't seen them, Heather and David Spader are here with Jenny Surgner in the middle of the sanctuary. It's great to have you in worship with us this morning. Let us pray. We remember, O God, your steadfast love new every morning. In all the transitions of these days, movings and comings and goings, good news and challenging days, we thank you this day for graduation at Brown and for all those who are discerning their next steps of life. And we ask your blessing as they gather with family and friends today for Sid, Sujay, Heather, Gordon, Kevin, Beatrice, and Khaki as they graduate this day and connected to us here. We remember, O God, those who have sought to serve faithfully in all manners of service. And those this day we remember who have died reaching for freedom and health and justice for your people. May we take this time to truly pause and remember and give thanks. We pray, O Lord, for our world, that sanity and humility may reign in all corners of pain, despair, and suffering. We pray for refugees seeking safe harbors in perilous seas. We pray for Adam and his family and friends in the loss of his wife. We give thanks this day for your grace and love on the journey, for signs of hope and healing, for your presence even in times when the way seems impossible or so cloudy. We pray for Janine and Daniel in California, for continued healing for Sally and presence with Jim in the journeys back and forth. For Mark and the Weber family, for Tom Evans and Fred Ajimong, for Julie's brother Jim. We pray, O Lord, for the ways in which you call us to live your presence in the world, for opportunities in mission near and far, and for your call on each of our lives to deepen commitment. We thank you for adding to our number this day in membership, Comfort and Cindy. We give thanks always as well, God, for the joys in our lives. Help us to never lose sight of those blessings. We thank you for the Youth Freedom Project and the voice that it brings to those who are so often at the margins of our society. We pray for baby bird rescues and for birthdays, particularly for Ben. This we pray, O God, amidst a world so hurting and fractured. Bind us together as your people that we might live forever in that Pentecost spirit and the God in Christ who teaches us the way, the truth, and the life, and taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Can I have our young worshipers come forward? Good morning.
So today one of our scriptures says, sing to the Lord a new song. What in the world? Why would we do that? We already got some really great songs. Anybody know what these are?
Songbooks.
Yeah, they're songbooks. We sometimes call them hymnals, and they've got some really, really, really old songs in them, some kind of old songs in them. This one's got some relatively new songs, but still all of which I'm sure are older than you all. If we already have songs to sing, why in the world would our scripture say, sing to the Lord a new song? What do you think?
Make up songs.
You think make up songs? Do you think it's a good thing? Do you think it's a good thing to make up songs?
Yes.
Yeah. Who here likes making up songs? You like songs to sing? Me too. What do you make up songs about?
Nothing really, but it could usually change. But I like making songs because it can express how you feel or stuff like that.
Amen. So that's exactly true. Songs express how you feel. Why do you like making up new songs? Or have you made up one before?
I've made up a few songs, but usually I use the piano.
Use the piano to help you make up a new song. So we can use instruments to help us make a new song. So the psalm says, sing to the Lord a new song. And then it goes on and it says, sing about God's wonderful work. So if we were going to make up a new song about God, we could say, God is, what was the word we could use? Or something we could say? God is nice?
Magnificent.
Magnificent. God is magnificent. I am loving the way this song goes. So we're gonna do this. We're going to make a song. All right, I need someone to spell magnificent because I'm not going to be able to do it off the top. Magnificent. All right, if it's not quite right, don't laugh at me, okay? God is magnificent. All right, so we've got a lyric, right? These are the words that we use. It says something close to God is magnificent. I might have misspelled it. I don't know. I did the best I could. So can someone say, God is magnificent? Can I hear you say this? Excellent. Oh, I feel like, can you say God is magnificent? Can you say it?
God is
magnificent. I feel like we need a rhythm. Anybody know what a rhythm is?
Yes.
Can we make up a rhythm that could go with this God is magnificent? Go ahead. You go first.
God is magnificent.
Ooh, I like it. Let's clap that out. God is magnificent. God is magnificent. Oh, I love the clapping. But you know what? I think we can do a little bit better. We've got an instrument over here. All right, everybody grab one. Pick something. You can shake it. Can you pick one? Can you pick one? You can try it. Good luck with that one. I don't know if it has enough string, but go for it. Yeah. There you go. Go ahead. We still got plenty of instruments. Here we go. What do you got? Everybody got something? All right. Now we're going to do our rhythm. Ready? One, two, three. God is magnificent. God is magnificent. God is magnificent. God is magnificent. Amen. We just sung to the Lord a new song. You all are magnificent because you have within you the image of God. So let us pray. God, we thank you that on any new day we can sing a new song to who you are. For indeed, as the children have sung and the people have followed, you are magnificent. Be with these children and then speak before them. Guide them so they too can go wherever they are called to remember that you are magnificent. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Reminder, our we believers are staying up here, but our godly players have fun downstairs.
Let us pray. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and your word is proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Our Old Testament lesson this morning is Psalm 96, verses 1 through 9. It may be found in your pew Bible on page 520 or in the large print version 677, and also follow on the screen above me. O sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the prophets. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be revered above all gods. For all gods of the prophets are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. Tremble before him all the earth. Our New Testament lesson is from the book of Galatians, chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. This may be found in your pew Bible on page 176 or the large print 228. Paul, an apostle, sent neither by human commission nor from human authorities, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all members of God's family who are with me, to the churches of Galatia. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, who set us free from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another gospel, but there are some who are confusing you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we are an angel from heaven, should proclaim to you a gospel contrary to what we proclaim to you, let that one be accursed. As we have said before, so now I repeat, if anyone proclaims to you a gospel contrary to what you received, let that one be accursed. Am I now seeking human approval or God's approval? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still pleasing people, I would not be a servant of Christ. For I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel that was proclaimed by me is not of human origin, for I do not receive it from a human source, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. Amen. Today's texts both come from the lectionary and offer us for discernment, not just a thought about literal songs that we sing, but also how our life can and should be a song of reverent prayer that, when sung, always points to the one who has sent us, always points to God. And how those old songs, sometimes of people pleasing, can be even less than praiseful and much more than painful than we even realize. But before we go too far, I want to ask a real basic question. What are the types of music you all like to listen to? I'm sure it's just Christian music. I'm sure it's all hymns all day, every day. But just in case, I thought I'd open it up. So I want you all to share some of the styles of music that you like to listen to. Go ahead, Sherry. I'll try to point so that way we can all hear each other.
Jazz.
All right. Country.
Classical.
Yes.
Doo-wop.
Yes.
Show tunes.
Yes, Cheryl.
The blues.
Anybody over here? Another country? Got country. A check for country.
Rock, yeah.
Sarai?
Pop music, yep.
I thought you'd say that. Yes, Jim?
Oldies. Those golden oldies, right?
The Celtics?
Oh, Celtic music. Oh.
Totally. I was like, the Celtics are a team. I'm not really sure. Maybe they've got their own, like, background band in the... Yes, you do.
Opera.
Okay. I'll take two more. Elevator, you love elevator music? Some Muzak is really what does it for you. Okay, we'll talk about that later, Ed. That seems a little odd, but that's cool. No judgment. I'll take one more.
Hip hop, okay. And reggae, ooh, that's another good one. Okay, I'll take two more. Graces abound.
We'll turn our attention for a second back to our scripture. But listening to this, we hear that there are lots of different sounds. Some older songs declaratively, like oldies, are specifically saying these are songs that aren't currently being produced but have value to our lives. And there's other songs that are new and evolving styles that didn't even exist 10, 20 years ago. Our scripture says, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord. Bless God's name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. This introduction to the psalm is a declaration, a divine command, a call to tell through our daily song in unique and new ways that you are here only by the grace of God. Tell it near and tell it far, that it is God alone who has saved you to this moment. It goes on to say, declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among the people. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be revered above all gods, little g gods, all gods. For all the little g gods of the people are idols, but the Lord has made the heavens. Our life is to lift high the works and the goodness of the Lord, to set aside those tricky little g gods, those idols that can get in our way. It is God, creator and heaven of heaven alone, our very being creator that we are made in the image of, who alone deserves to be praised with our authentic being, for alone is that God in knowing our authentic purpose. It goes on to say, honor and majesty is before God. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the people. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord glory, do his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. Tremble before him, all the earth. With thanksgiving, we are to offer to our God the very God-given gifts as an ascription to the Lord. An ascription, to ascribe, is to set aside, acknowledge, to say with word and action, it's not mine, it is God's. It is to make claim and make acknowledge that what you see before you in all of the earth did not come from me, therefore I don't get to manipulate it or use it as I choose. What we hear, what we see in this life, what we have and who we are belong to God. That is the declaration of what we shall sing in this new song. We are not our own. The world is not ours to control. The ever new life song we are called to sing must glorify the one who has sent us. Sing to the Lord a new song. It's kind of ironic that it's an ancient song that's telling us to sing a new song. Amen? For indeed, some of our old songs are what inspire us and have gotten us to this very moment. Amen? But I invite you to see your life as a song as well, as a new song each and every day, as a unique prayer of rhythms and words, actions and deeds. Sing to the Lord a new song in how you wake up in the morning. Amen. Sing to the Lord a new song with how you greet your neighbor. Sing to the Lord a new song in how you live in each moment. New life songs reflect new contexts. They reflect that God is still alive. And as our UCC brothers, our United Church of Christ brothers name it, it reflects that God, hello B, is still speaking. Our life must be a new song. But in this age where both inside the church and outside the church, when you sing something new, you can feel a little awkward, amen? When you sing a new song, it requires a certain openness and vulnerability, amen? When we sing a new song, we will seem strange to people who will not understand, even when it comes from a place of truth. When we sing a new song of praise, it might very well be misunderstood by those around us. When we sing a new song, we are likely not to get every person's approval. You really like me. Just don't sing me, please. Or I'll be singing a totally different song. When we sing a new song, we are not likely to get everyone's approval. But what is even more true about what happens when we sing a new song of praising God and living for God is that in doing so, when we are guided by the Holy Spirit, when we are following in Christ, we find liberation. Amen. When we sing our authentic song, the song that only we can sing because only we have that testimony, we are undergirded by God's sustaining hope and salvation. And that feels so good. When we sing our life song, we are invited over and over to be refreshed with new vision and hope through the Holy Spirit of the opportunity for a word I mentioned before, I'm going to mention it again. It's called anamnesis. It is the ability in the moment of where you are to remember where God has been in your past. That happens when you sing to the Lord a new song that only you can sing. Our song is to be made daily, the psalmist says. In light of our unique joys and concerns, our life's composition will be dynamic because we serve a dynamic and magnificent God. Amen. We will be authentic. And in doing so, we acknowledge and give thanks for the gifts and the challenges of this life. Our song of praise is called to change and morph as the days go forward. They will change in sound and in tenor, sometimes strong, and sometimes, like the psalmist says, with trembling. When we look back on our lives and say, thank you, God, for all of it, the good days and the bad days, we are authentically singing our song. We have internalized the hope that is in God. We have internalized God's very presence in our lives and in our stories. It's not something external when you sing to God a new song. This is the great good news. This is the great good news that we sing and proclaim, that there is nothing, whether life or death or good or bad, that can separate us from the love of God. This is the great good news that we sing uniquely every day. This is the great good news that we sing each hour, each moment, and each breath. This is the great good news that only we can sing in a new song. But as I mentioned earlier, in our society, singing such songs can easily and quickly bump up against the lifeless dirges that society chooses to sing. The powers and principalities and the communities in our homes and in our places where we find ourselves are oftentimes feeling threatened when you offer this spirit-guided, God-glorifying, unsinkable hope in your new song. Amen? In other words, when we sing a life song that glorifies God, the world won't always get it. The world, our communities, our loved ones may not find that new song so pleasing. So the question for the faithful, us new life song singers, is will we continue to sing anyway? Will we continue to sing when others are not pleased that you've got that joy? People pleasing can be hard. People pleasing is real, amen? People pleasing will often cause us to lose our authentic songs and our authentic selves. Here is a somewhat comic clip of someone losing themselves for the sake of people pleasing. You turn it up, Andy? It's from Coming to America. And so the setup is he's a prince and he's looking for a bride, and this is the person who's been selected. We can't quite hear it. Do you plug it in? One second. I almost know it well enough that I can do it without, actually, if you start it over, if we can't get the sound, I'll tell you the words. And is your volume up? All right, so I'll start it over, Andy. I'll give it to you. All right, you start it over?
Thanks, love.
All right, so this is Prince Hakeem. He's invited this, there's been this huge reception. There's been dancing, she enters. He's like, can I have a moment with you? And she's like, whatever you like. And so there's an awkward moment. He steps aside, he pulls her into a room and asks, so, ever since I was born, I've been created to serve only you. And he goes, yes, I know this, but I want to know what you like. What do you like? And she asks, whatever you like. And he says, what do you like? And she's like, whatever you like. And he says, no, I know you've been trained to know what I like, but I need you to tell me what you like. What do you like? For instance, what do you have a favorite food? And she said, yes. He says, what is it? And he says, what is it? And she says, whatever food you like. And then he says, are you saying you will do, no matter what I ask you, you'll do it? Yes, Your Highness. Anything I ask you, yes, Your Highness. Bark like a dog. Arf, 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 arf. A big dog. Woof, 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 woof. Hop on one leg. Woof, 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 woof. Make it sound like an orangutan. Ooh, 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 ooh. His father walks in. Ah, I can see you're getting along beautifully. Ooh, 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 ooh. She continues for the rest of this until he exits her to leave. The whole time. Ooh, 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 ooh. It's actually one of my favorite movies. But it was such a ridiculous example. But it's a great example of how much we lose ourselves if the only thing we are interested in is pleasing the other. Amen. Hello. My name is People Pleaser. We all know this feeling. This feeling of losing ourselves for the sake of connection. Amen. Paul, when writing to the church of Galatia, was trying to help those in the church he had started and by extension offers to us in this church today in this space an example of what it means to be bold in our glorifying of God who saves us and sends us forth in light of the very real temptation to people please those in our midst. Announcing himself as Paul, an apostle, but not just Paul, an apostle, but Paul, an apostle. Apostle sent neither by human commission nor by human authority, he says, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. And after continuing, Paul goes on and he derides the people from listening to these false good news, this false gospel that's being proclaimed all around. He's trying to tell the people, don't let go of what you know is true for the sake of blending in with the people around you. He goes on to offer an ever self-examining but important rhetorical question that we as Christians should ponder on a regular. He asks, am I seeking human approval or God's approval? Or am I trying to people please? If I were people pleasing, I would not be a servant of Christ. It's hard. It's impossible. The scripture says so. You can't serve two gods. People pleasing will make you want to serve the likeness, being liked. As compassionate people, we, like Paul and the Galatians, are faced with the temptation to join in the cultural song of people pleasing. It's all around us, amen? That's how we get up power dynamics, amen? If we scratch their back, they'll scratch ours, right? The old cultural songs of codependency, that I'm nothing if they don't say I'm something. The old cultural songs of putting the desires of others and groups before what I genuinely believe God is calling me to do. As people called to before all sing to the Lord a new song, we are faced with these struggles as individuals through commercialism and peer pressure and bullying in our schools, amen? But we also face it in our workspaces, in our communities, when we struggle on figuring out whose needs we're gonna actually attend to. Will it be the wealthy and the powerful over the needs of the poor and disempowered? We're faced with these struggles as a nation and a world when corruption and violence and military threatenings are what dominate our choices rather than what is good, what is right, and what is loving for the people. Without a doubt, being a people pleaser does have its benefits, though. We can feel safe when we people please, amen? We can feel like, oh, they like me, so they won't come after me. We can feel good that we have people around us. And sometimes it's just good to feel liked, right? But it all comes at a cost. When we make that presumed safety, that presumed good feeling, our little g God and our idol. Having any idol that is not our Lord God is a tired old song that we must get out of our heads. Amen. But as Paul points out, we cannot be people pleasers and Jesus followers at the same time. But as Jesus followers, the question, the real question of being compassionate versus a people pleaser is there for us. What do we do? How do we care for each other but not be sucked into that? When we are people, when we are in people-pleasing mode, we shift our creative attention to the other. We try to write ourselves into their life song rather than attending to our own. When we are in that people-pleasing mode, in its extremest form, we look like the consummate rescuer. Anyone here know a rescuer? Anyone here willing to admit they are a rescuer? It's shifty, hard, kind of messy realities that we live in, amen? Nietzsche says, what do you consider more humane, to spare someone shame or with the seal of liberation to no longer be ashamed of oneself? If you've ever been in the very hallowed, and I actually suggest this for many of us, I'm blessed to admit without any shame that I have been in the hallowed halls of 12-step meetings. If you've been in the hallowed halls of 12-step meetings for those who are affected by others' addictions, such as Al-Anon or S-Anon or NA-Anon, you are aware of what's at stake for being a rescuer and a people pleaser. Amen? Rescuers are sweetly dangerous, really, for themselves and for their community. They prevent the real consequences for real actions. And when we operate as rescuers, we interfere with the learning and the growing of others, and we step in as God rather than acknowledging that God is already there and we are walking alongside our brother or our sister. If we don't slow down and ask, what's motivating my action? It's easy to be motivated by the desire or need to be needed or the desire to control the situation. It's a very, very slippery slope. A slippery slope that our brother in the faith, Paul, names is not what God would have for us. We learn as parents from that very first breath that is followed by that very first cry that we cannot stop the suffering of the other. The call as brothers and sisters is an even more vulnerable place of walking alongside each other in the joy and in the sorrow, sharing in love through spirit and truth. We can feel and we can respond with gratitude, but we need not do it for the sake of safety or for control. I have a very quick story I want to share. At my home church, we had what was called Operation Attack, or OA, and it was a direct services program, so we offered children's clothing, as well as food, as well as help with utilities, as well as help with medications and prescriptions. It's a wonderful program. But I learned the lesson about the difference between people pleasing and being able to care with compassion. We had a group of volunteers, and they were wonderful. But when they were tired, the truth of why they were there really showed. So when they were tired, it was, why didn't they say thank you? Don't they know we're giving up our whole day to be with them? Why was that person so rude? But when they were doing it from a sense of gratitude, it was, that person is having a rough day. I hope I can bring a little bit of love to their lives. I hope I can bring, there wasn't an expectation of the other person's response because it was coming from a sense of gratitude to the one who gave it all. That's what we can do. It's not about a give and take of, I've done something nice for you, so that person should do something nice for me. It's not like that. That's people pleasing. That's having an expectation on their behavior. Doing it from your heart doesn't require that. If you happen to be a person for whom this is a struggle, know that God is with you. Modern day new song creator, rapper Lecrae, has this lyric that I've been pondering on as I prepared this message. I consider him a modern day hip hop theologian, and Lecrae has these words of liberation. If Andrew, you can go to the next one. He says, if you live for people's acceptance, you will die from their rejection. If you live for people's acceptance, you will die from the rejection. The downside of singing that old song of people pleasing is that, like with all sin, it separates us from the love of Christ. As Paul reflects, am I trying to people please? If I were, then I wouldn't be a servant of Christ. It's so easy to follow that feeling of wanting to be special, that feeling of wanting to control what's going on, that feeling that ultimately deforms us from singing our true song, which is, I have limitations. I can't do everything for you. That true song that says, I'm human, I'm strange, I'm a little silly, I'm serious, I can be selfish and selfless, I can lament and I can have joy. That true song that means that you are as dynamic as the God you serve means you don't have to people please. No matter what kind of song you like to sing, whether it is that jazz or that country, that classical or that doo-wop, that show tunes or the blues, the rock, the oldies, the Celtic, the opera, the elevator music, the hip-hop or the reggae, no matter what the song sounds like, make sure it is your own. Amen? Sing to the Lord a new song, God's people. Amen.
Please stand and join me as we affirm our faith together, using the affirmation printed in the bulletin. We believe that God is the one who wishes to bring about justice and true peace among people. We believe that God is a world full of injustice and enmity, and is a special way of the God of the destitutes, the poor, and the wronged. Amen. Giving thanks to God who has richly blessed us in our lives, we will now receive the tithes and offerings. Let us pray. Gracious God, your gifts are more than we can abundantly ask or assume. Bless them now with your Spirit, that they might further your will on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
One moment before the final hymn.
May we have Comfort Amma and Cindy Draskovich. I had it before I came up here. Forgive me, Cindy.
A to Z.
Having met with the session of the church, you are here to declare your faith and to be joined with this congregation in the service of Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ has chosen you, and in baptism has joined you to himself as members of the one holy, universal, and apostolic church. Do you come to us as you come to us not as strangers, but as sisters in Christ? Now he has brought you to this time and to this place that you may confess your faith before our brothers and our sisters in Christ. Go out and serve him as faithful disciples. Show your intention to unite with this church by answering the following questions. Who is your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Right answer, yes!
Do you trust in him?
Yes, we do. Oh, I
do. Do you intend to be his disciples, obeying him in word and in deed?
Do you promise to be a faithful member of this congregation, giving of yourself in every way as you have for the last 4 years, and so fulfill your calling as a disciple of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior?
Do we, the people of this church, this is a question for the congregation, promise to welcome and involve these new members, share our faith and ministry together, so that we may grow as disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ?
If we do!
Let us pray. Gracious and ever-loving God, we praise you for calling us to be a servant people and for gathering us into the body of Christ. We thank you for the gifts that you have brought to this congregation in and through Comfort and Cindy today. Together, may we always live in your Spirit and so love one another that we may have the mind of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom we give honor and glory both now and for all time. Amen.
Amen. Friends, you are the disciples of Christ. Live in his love and serve him. Let the message of Christ dwell deeply within you. Whatever you do in word or in deed, do everything in the name of Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God through him. Welcome to the ministry of Jesus Christ through this church.
Welcome.
And now we may sing a new song. Let us stand and sing our closing hymn.
Thank you.
All right, for our benediction, I want all of our We Believers who's up here right now, come on up, grab your instruments again. We're going to sing our new song. Grab an instrument. Come on, quick, quick, quick. You all are our benediction. You're showing us what it means to sing to the Lord a new song. Pick anything. Pick an instrument, any instrument. And you guys are going to sing it, and they're going to repeat it, okay? Now, we're going to do our rhythm again so we remember. God is magnificent.
Thank you.